Yeah, they're not gonna do nothing.
They just be talking shit. So, you know, they be pointing guns and shit.
So, are you a praying person?
You know, I'm gonna tell you how I am, man. I grew up in the church, and this is how I feel about stuff. If I don't pray to God when I'm winning, I don't need to pray to God when I'm losing. So that's how I am. Like, you know, I just
thinking with the
you know what I'm saying?
The motivational quote.
No, I'm saying, like, if I don't, like, I hate when people, like, they only call God when they need him. I'm like, you ain't gonna call him when you doing good. Ain't no point to call him when you need him. So
I'm always like, won't he will.
Yeah, so I don't really, you know, hey, I'm just like, hey, man, I'm just there. I don't pray. I just be like, man, life is life, man. So that's how I am. I don't, you know.
Pray over your food?
Nah, bro, I don't. But even, like, when they be praying for food at, like, a gathering, my eyes open, I'll just be looking at people. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I hate when, this is going to sound terrible.
Oh, shit.
But, like, when the old matriarch pray, and that prayer be, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. I'm like, bro,
we already hungry waiting on this food, dog.
One time they were praying so long, I picked up a piece of, like, the shrimp mall, like... I'm like, bro, wrap this shit up, bro. Bro, I hate them prayers. I'm like, don't let that nigga pray. Let this nigga pray, because he ain't going to be here long. Like, at my wedding.
Let, like, this nigga pray.
Like, you don't notice at my wedding, I let my he's an older gentleman, but Mr. Irvin pray. And I told him, look, man, I don't need none of them deep south prayers. I need you to keep it short, keep it light. Let's eat. I don't want all that long.
I don't even remember that prayer, man.
Yeah, that's how quick it was. That's what I said. Like, keep
shout out to your
seconds.
Open bar, dog.
We had so much liquor left over. I'm like, bro, shout out to Total Wine, because that's where I got my liquor from.
Man, we was sitting up there. You was like, man, come by the house. I'm like, man, we drunk. I'm trying to smash.
Yeah, your ass didn't come by. I was like, my homeboy did a whole Chris Brown concert. That nigga every,
for real?
Like, that nigga like do like 10 songs. He was dancing to everyone. I like, bro, sit your ass down, bro. He was drunk as hell, bro.
I was bringing up prayer because it's crazy that niggas won't pray over their food, but they bless the bottle.
Yeah, because you definitely bless your bottle all the time.
Yeah, man. I didn't bless this one, so I don't know if this is going to fuck up the show or what.
Did you pray for your food?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm a sinner there. I don't. My wife like, you need to pray for the food. I'm like, if it's something bad, you still going to get sick. I mean.
But you won't get ass sick. And so you a sinner, and I invited you in. Now we fucked.
Yeah, you let me in the house. You invited me in. No, I'm a vampire. You in trouble, bro.
All right, man. Let's start the show.
People on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
These people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except... Ooh, record scratch early. Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
Awesome, CJ-ish.
And we got Big Chris NC in the building again, man, holding it down. Holding down the floor while Daryl's out on leave, man.
They should just let me be like the co-host, man, and put me on the payroll. But he said they don't got a payroll, so I can't really... So I'm just here. He just called me when he bored.
The way my bank account worked.
I got to pay you next year. You got to do me like Deion Sanders in Colorado. I don't got the money now, but I will have it in the future. So, nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm back on the show again, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it,
we
man.
We appreciate you,
know?
You, dog.
I'm here, man. You know, I'm here. I'm MVP, man. Shout out to Jamerson. They ain't here, though.
Damn. See, look. So, we were supposed to have another guest on the show, but he had other obligations. He might walk in here at any time. I don't know. We'll see. But he's out. But anyway, Jameson, don't listen to this nigga.
I wrote that shit in at work. I said, hey, man, you going to Chris? Oh, damn, he ain't tell you.
He stop said, doing that, dog. It's not like that.
He told me, he like, man, well, I guess I'll wait another 5 months before I come back. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I'd be thinking that nigga be having shit to do. I know your ass married and, you know, you be at the house.
Yeah, I'm luckily out, you know, because my wife ain't at home. So, you know, I'm luckily out. So, you know.
Yeah, I know you come outside. You got your electrolytes and shit, man. Hey. Or is that vodka? I don't know. I don't.
Electrolytes, man. This shit was $5 a bottle, man. Shit. I'm
big money.
Nah, shit. I don't. Broke money. I got a baby now.
Nigga, I could get two tall boys for $5.
See, I don't drink beer, so it wasn't,
Yeah, I wasn't really doing anything. I got to stop drinking beer, too. I got to stop doing a lot of shit, but not today. How's your week been, bro?
Whoo, my week, man. Life, man. Yeah. See, I don't want to get emotional on your show, man, and get deep, but...
You can do it. This is the one time where it's safe when we ask how's your week.
But, you know, life is a gift and a curse, man. It's just been a lot, especially on my wife family. I had a baby, you know, not too long ago, man. And like a month later, her daddy died at 56, man. It made me, like, think about life. I'm like, dang, my son will be grown when I turn 56, man. I need to think about life and stuff like that and pray. You know, I don't pray, but, you know, look, watching the, God dang, bro. I'm trying to get emotional here, bro. But, like, her family, man, like, I just, you know, I feel bad for her because she was a daddy's girl, man. Just thinking about life, man. And she's still in North Carolina, but she'll be back probably when this show air. But, yeah, man, just, you know, missing her and my son. But, you know, she up there with her mama, looking out for her mama right now, man. So
that's what's up, man. And you holding her down mostly and all that shit, man. Yeah,
she's probably gonna call me in a little bit, make sure where I'm at. She can still track me.
Yeah, put her on speaker when she calls.
Nah, I don't know what she gonna do.
I know. <That's>
She might say something crazy on air.
Well, man, we praying for you. I'm praying for your family.
Now, you better try to make it sound like I'm a atheist or something, bro.
No. I'm not doing that.
You don't pray at all.
You just doing that shit. I'd be like, okay, praise universe, whatever you want and shit like that. Nah, man. I know how it is. Like, you raising church, it's like in you regardless.
Yeah, it's in me, like, but you know, like, I'm built a little different, man. But how your week, man?
My week been good, man. It's been straight. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah. Me and my wife, we just celebrated our 8th anniversary. Oh, you know, air horn, man.
Yeah, because they said the 5th and 7th year the worst year. That's what I told me at work. I don't know.
That sounds about right.
They said that 5th and 7th year, you after you make it out to 10, y'all there for life.
I don't even remember 5, but 7, there's some shit going on in 7, bro. Damn, don't tell me that. We just got cool, like, right before the anniversary. So it's like 7's behind us now.
It's a new time.
I come out here and fake, nigga. Married niggas be having some shit. Like, God damn. Dang. But yeah, we good. We in a real good place right now. So that was cool. My daughter is let me not say nothing, but she's a jerk.
Damn, your daughter's a jerk?
Yeah, man. She's been saying some wild shit this week. Like, she told me, I told her to do some shit. She said, don't worry about me. I was like, what the fuck? And before I could even say nothing, my wife was like, his job is to worry about you.
That's wild. And I was like,
appreciate it.
And where'd she learn that from?
Dog, I don't know.
She going to daycare. Like,
probably us saying, like, don't worry about that or some shit like that. But then after that, she was like, mommy, move out the way. Move out my way. I was like, hey, you don't talk to your mama like that. She said, mommy, can you please move out my way?
Ooh.
I said, all right, nigga, tried, you know, whatever. But it wasn't enough. But, like, other than that, man, you know, 3-year-olds is, they all, everybody talk about terrible twos, 3.
Dang.
They assholes, dog.
I got to look out for that. Let me write that down.
But see, you got a boy, man. You can fuck him up.
I'll fuck a daughter up.
Then she gonna think that's cool.
Oh yeah, you're right. The nigga be beating on her head.
Yeah,
when she
ate her. Yeah.
Well,
my daddy hit way harder than you, nigga. Bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, I'll take that back. Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, though. Every time I want to get on some strong shit, I just start thinking about bitches I fuck. Like, oh,
dang.
Let me do what their dad didn't do. Allegedly.
Yeah, don't beat on her.
But yeah, my week's been all right, man. I can't complain about nothing. Oh, my mama was in town and shit, man. We got to hang out. She let us get out for a minute, watched a daughter and shit, man. So I had a nice weekend since last time I potted and all that. Didn't get divorced after me and my wife potted and shit?
Yeah, I see that. I watched the show, man. I was like, damn, they made it. She didn't walk off. You know, she didn't walk off. I was like, I was waiting for it. I'm like, is she gonna walk off? Me and my wife like, she gonna walk off? I'm like, nah, she did good. Then she gave him compliments. I'm like, you babies, you know how hard it is to get a compliment from your wife? I said, he was so happy when he got that compliment. Man. I was like,
it's recorded.
Like, it's in the air, it's in the universe. It ain't coming back. But yeah, man.
So shit been all right, man. I can't complain, man. All right, man. Before we get into Black History in the Making, let's shout out our sponsor, Stogies of Bagginess. Stogies of Bagginess, premium cigars for the culture. Respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
As you can see on the ticket right here, go to StogiesofBagginess.com, hit them up for their premium cigars, and hit them up for their mobile cigar lounge. Use promo code I Ain't Going for a discount on cigars only, not the lounge. I was told to say that. But I'll tell you about the D-discount, man. Hit them up. Order the Mobile Cigar Lounge. Get 12 premium cigars for the free on the house just for booking with them. So shout them out. All right, man. Let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. So our good brother, Big Chris, came through with the Black History in the Making, man. Let me make sure I read this right. of course you want to reload up. All right, so Black female World War II unit 688 to receive Congressional Medal of Honor. Let's get this right. The 6,888th Central Postal Directory Battalion was credited with solving a growing mail crisis during a stint in England. The only Black all-female unit to serve in Europe during World War II, commonly known as 688, will be presented Tuesday, well, they were already presented, with the Congressional Medal of Honor following a long-running campaign to recognize their efforts. The 688 Central Postal Directory Battalion was credited with solving a growing mail crisis during its stint in England, and upon their return, serving as role models to generations of Black women who joined the military.
Yeah, shout out to them ladies. It brought to my attention the Tyler Perry movie, 688.
Which I'm going to have to watch now.
Yeah, you ain't watched it?
Nah, man.
That's why I put it in Black History. But it was a good movie. You know, my wife
that was yesterday.
But still, the movie been out since like last year. I seen it like.
You right.
So yeah, it was a good movie. And I'm like, dang, they getting a medal? Like, the movie had to come out before they get a medal. But yeah, that.
You know, they be trying to bury our history. That's why we do this shit.
But my wife got a little mad. She hate liking old Black history movies because, you know, how white people treated us and stuff. She get a little mad. And like, so, but it was a good movie. That's what made me think about it when I read it this week, the article this week. So yeah.
Man, well, shout them. Shout those ladies out. And shout you out too.
At the last minute, man. At the last, oh damn! Let me put this in the Black History.
Yeah, because I was like, let me find something. Oh, look who's here! Appreciate you, bro. All right, man. Let's get into that. That just happened. So, everybody else is talking about it, so we got to talk about it. The gorilla fight. So, for anybody who has better shit to do. There's this debate going on if 100 men could beat up one gorilla. And who you got winning?
Man, it depends. Okay, so we talked about this at work for like 3 hours. That's how bored I was at work today. What type of niggas are you getting to fight this gorilla? Are you getting like 100 Aaron Donalds?
That's what I'm like. Can you get 100 John Joneses?
Oh, yeah, or like we getting like 100 regular niggas? Like, or are you getting 100 YNs? YNs don't fight, they shoot. Like, depends on the 100 niggas you getting. But
I'm sorry to cut you off. 100 YNs is dying instantly.
Yeah, because they don't know how to work together.
They're all skinny.
Yeah, they gonna get. So I got two theories with this. I feel like 100 people could probably be the gorilla, but 30 y'all dying. And who 30 is gonna die? Because he's gonna get tired, but he's gonna beat the shit out of y'all. But it depends on what happens when that first person head get knocked off. Am I going to still run up after his head rolling down the street, or I'm going to run away? So it depends what type of niggas you got. Like Aaron Donalds, yeah, they probably get him. YNs, they going to get their ass killed. one by one.
Niggas like us.
Yeah, shit.
We're dying.
Yeah, I'm dying, bro. Because I'm going to be, I know myself. When I see the first me get his head knocked off, I'm not running up. I'm like, should we stop? I'm going to give him a banana and try to be his friend.
My tactic would be to, and I'm going to die, but just like jump on his back and poke his eyes out.
Man, he's going to flip your ass over it. And they go Chris Jones.
Yeah, I'm going to die, but hopefully, you know, I got his eyeballs and, you know, we have some type of advantage.
You know what made me think about this? And I was talking to my homeboy. You remember we was at, was going to the game and it was like us six of us. And you remember Aaron Donald got in the fight at the club. And I said, hey, man. And I said, Chris, man, if Aaron Donald tell me to get up, I'm going to fight him. He's like, man, Aaron Donald big, man. We going to get our ass whooped. I'm like, it made me think of the same scenario. Like, he would have whooped
Aaron Donald is, we have a better chance with Aaron Donald. We at the club. I could pick up some shit.
Yeah.
We got a better chance with him than the gorilla. Aaron Donald straight up.
I was going to tell you to run in first. I'm like, man, you about his size, man. You run in it. He going to fuck you up, but he going to get tired fucking you up.
No, he's not. What you think I'm finna do?
I can't grab him.
Maybe I can just sneak him.
Bro, y'all the same way. You can lock up with him and get him a little tired.
I'm going to lock up with Aaron Donald. The nigga that bench pressed 500 pounds.
Y'all the same size. You can put your weight on him, mm-hmm. and then I can come behind him.
Have you seen Aaron Donald highlights?
Bro, I seen his workout the other day. I'm like, bro, like, he like, this is light work. Light work? Shit, he'd kill me.
I am not an offensive lineman anymore. And I'm nowhere near anybody in the NFL, and he be hoeing them.
But man, I heard you say you're going to start a 37U league. You're going to get into the 37U league. You're going to play D-tackle or something like that.
Smoking crack.
But yeah, the 100 gorillas, man. It depends on who fighting the gorillas, man. Like, 100 of me going to lose, because after the first nigga get hit, I'm going to run.
Niggas is dying.
So do you think that 100 niggas can beat a gorilla?
I think it's like the Avengers. Like, there's one situation where it could happen out of like 17 million.
But it's 100, though. He going to get tired after he get done mauling like 30 of them.
Okay, and then when he gets tired, then what's going to happen?
And then you might have a chance. I don't think we can punch him. It's going to hurt him. That's what my problem. Yeah. I don't think you can't punch a gorilla and hurt him. Like,
we can't bite him. We can't punch him.
You like, see what he do to other gorillas?
Like, we're just going to have to, like, find some way to just keep kicking him in the nuts. Like.
What are you, a female? She a female. She like.
I was over.
She like, oh, that's all you got?
I was going to have to, because they be having them long-ass titties. Yeah.
Go grab a titty.
Bite her nipple off. That's what we got. Hope she bleed to death.
Yeah, man, that's wild.
Oh, man. Speaking of some equally wild shit, Nike is selling dirty Air Force Ones for $300-something fucking dollars.
And all the white people go crazy. I don't know if I can say that on the show. I don't
want to lose nigga, please.
Your white followers, but yeah.
We got like four. Shout out Justin.
Man, I be seeing the white people at work wearing them dirty forces. I'm like, man, throw them shits away. Strings be dirty and shit, dumb. Man. Like, when white forces get dirty in the black community, we throw that shit away.
Yeah, it's over with. Like, or creased.
Yeah, like, I hate when my shit get creased, man. I try to throw a sock in there. I don't know. I don't know how to walk with
you. I was about to say, you can tell the nigga just got some new ones. He walking like this
and shit. I'm like... Even with my dunks, I be trying to walk like that, man. But yeah, that shit crazy. And then
you not finna sell me shoes that niggas get judged and clowned on.
Yeah, I'm like, how they dirty already? Like, what are y'all doing? Throwing them in the dirt before you sell them? But white people love it though. They're about, I don't have to get them dirty. Like, this one girl at work, I was like, let them forces go. They turn it brown at the bottom. No. Like, let them shits go.
I remember another motherfucker at work put his up to hers and was like, look, this how they supposed to look. Jared.
Like, these are not what they supposed to look like.
She was like, they're fine.
Like, I love them like this. I love the dirty feel. I'm like.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Nike need to do better with they sell, bro.
But they're like, fuck it. Niggas will buy it.
Shit, is it the same price as the clean ones? It should be half off.
No, it's more.
That's wild. I can go sell some dirty forces. I'm going to fuck mine up and sell them online. I got some black ones that I don't really like that. I can
you
fuck
would
up.
Have some black ones. Bro,
first of all, my homegirl gave me some for my birthday. And every time I wear
them. And why did you think she gave them to you?
No, because she was like
these fit you.
She bought me some black ones and some white ones. And then when I wear the black ones to work, like, oh, Chris on demon time today. I'm like, damn, I can't wear my black forces with my black shirt.
They 130.
Shit, ain't that about the price of the regular ones?
I ain't bought no ones in a minute. Last time I remember buying ones, they was 90.
Last one I bought some like 110.
Regular ones?
Yeah, like some white ones with 110.
Inflation?
Yeah, man. Shit getting crazy, man. I'm about to start, can't say it online. I got to start doing some activities to make more money.
Oh, oh, you selling ass?
No, nigga. That's like not selling ass, bro. No, bro. Put my wife on Feet Finder or some shit.
I'm man, like, I've been shit.
I'm like, baby, just wear the yellow one. I already got themes that she can do. Like, wear, paint them yellow and put some lemons by them. That's lemon day. Get purple and purple and put some grapes around it.
She don't want to do it?
Man, she tripping, bro. I said, make this money. They can't see your face. It's your feet.
Man, you can call yourself whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, you can call you no feet. Feet Fantasy 69, I don't yeah, know.
You can retire.
Like, damn, baby, make some bread on the side.
Yeah, I wish motherfuckers like nigger feet and shit like that. I'd be on OnlyFans like a motherfucker and shit. Like, I'd be at the shop with the Asians and like, yeah, get these together. I'm selling subscriptions, $20 a pop.
They're like, damn, this man got, this chick got some manly feet.
Hell yeah. I play in the WNBA. I'm on the bench.
It's crazy, man. Like, my boy at work was talking about how this dude, I'm not gonna say no names, but he do subscriptions of like women stepping on bugs. Like, that turns them on. Like, they be stepping on bugs and squishing their feet. It's like a thing.
Oh, with their feet.
Yeah, I like that shit. Wow. Like, why would you care about them stepping on ants and shit?
I don't know. Some niggas got foot fetishes and shit. You know, I ain't trying to kink shame nobody. You like that shit.
I don't
like, you ain't hurt nobody.
I don't even like licking feet. That shit crazy. Like, the shit, you walk on that all the time. It's dirty. I don't
know. If, oh, you know, shit. That ain't my thing.
Ah, shit.
That ain't my thing. But, like, when you into it, you know, shit happens.
I don't try to lick me. I'm like, let me get that toe jam. Nah, I ain't
that guy. You ain't never put no toe in your mouth?
I'm not saying
that. So you lying. I don't even know if you did or not. I know you lying. Speaking of lying, Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats lying again. They said that Alicia Keys turned down $9 million from a $9 million offer that she was supposed to get for doing some Alicia Keys shit to perform 9 minutes. $9 million to perform 9 minutes. It says the company gave her a blank check. She told them nah. Although it was $9 million, Swiss says Alicia Keys would have turned down $100 million if it came down to between their personal time, because no money or situation can come between that for her.
So I was, you know, I did some deep research on that. So mm-hmm. her net worth is $150 million, and Swiss Beats is like 75. We don't make that type of money. So $9 million really don't phase her. That's probably like maybe $90 to her. So it don't really phase. So it might be a little true. You know, the last one I felt like was a lie, but this one might be true. Like,
I get you on that. I'm sorry, I'm hung up on something. And I've never seen $75 million, probably never will. I just would have thought after Versus, Swiss Beats would have had more money. And I'm not saying like a shame in him or no shit like that. I just thought that like he would have.
I don't know the deal him and Timbaland had. No,
not saying nothing bad. I don't want that to come off like that. I was just like, oh, I thought he was richer.
I mean, you might fact check it, but I looked at it like before I came in. Like, she made more than him. She was like at 150. I mean, 150
I can see
million.
That.
And he was at 75. So I see, like, $9 million really don't phase them. I can see how, I love my baby. I don't, $9 million.
When you put it like that, I guess it's like, hey, family is more important than that. I can see where they're coming from, being rich.
Yeah.
Like, you have everything that you want at a certain point and shit like that. So what can I get with this $9 million? Another car? Another house? I got a bunch of that shit already.
Now, broke nigga like me, $50,000 probably would have made me move. But, like, that was out of, because, you know, I ain't used to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Different situations, though. If I
whole time, $1,000, I'm breaking date night.
Yeah. Maybe we can do it next week. Let me get $1,000.
Yeah, our date's going to be better.
Yeah. You can get that tomahawk steak this week. Now, you don't got to get that Salisbury steak now, but you let me do this thing, you get this T-bone.
No. You want to go Nobu or not? But I feel him on that, man, because, you know, even on a broke level and shit, like, you want to work an extra day? Hell no.
I'm hanging out
with my family, man.
I got to con y'all niggas to work extra day. I got to do 2 for 1. Like,
yeah, it's food stamps, nigga.
Another employee put it, he's like, why would I come in for one day? It's a regular work day. I mean, you got to make it more exciting for me. I'm like, damn, that do make sense. Like, why would I come in for one day and I still got to work 5?
Because I need that day when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to con niggas to come in.
Yeah. See, what you need to do is plan events to where motherfuckers got to take off. And then... and be like, oh, you want that day, huh?
No, you need this day, huh? Nah, I'll give you this for that. I used to do DeVars like that. I was like, hey, man, you going to need me. I used to kind of, I need 3 for that day. Man, come on.
Oh, when niggas desperate?
Yeah, I like, oh, well, get you. All right, man, damn. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. DeVars?
Yeah, he used to be my boss a long time ago.
He say some shit about him.
Oh, shit.
No, never mind.
Do he watch the show? Never mind.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay, he won't know
no,
that.
No, I don't, no, it's not going, no. He still work for the company. So has to do with fantasy football and a promotion.
Oh shit, damn, what? Wow, he did an insider trader. You better let me win or you ain't gonna get promoted, nigga.
Like, that didn't happen, but I'm not gonna say what happened.
Oh shit.
Okay. All right, man, I'm glad our other guests ain't here for this shit. You seen Sinners?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He ain't see Sinners?
Nah.
Governor.
It's thundering and storming like a motherfucker out here. Damn. Nah, he ain't see it. He be on the road working and shit.
She better get the bootleg. They still make bootlegs?
Yeah, it's called
Broken Fire Stick, but niggas don't sell the CDs no more on the corner.
What you gonna play them on?
Oh, yeah. On your PlayStation?
Yeah, I guess so.
Xbox, I mean, DVD player's probably dead now. Damn, we getting old. Shit.
Yeah. He got a bunch of VHS tape and shit. I'm gonna do that for my grandma. Change all them VHS. What am I change them to?
She still got a VCR?
No, but it's just a bunch of tapes from like back in the day. She just like want to look at them, but shit.
Is one of them blank? Might be a booty talk. 69-23. You remember growing up? You had the white disc.
I prefer that than to see her on that shit.
Oh, that's wild. Damn, that wow. Like delete. Don't put a little tape over and re-record. But,
yeah. Oh, since we own it and shit.
Shit.
You ever heard or ran in on any of your parents?
Man, I ran into my parents when I was like in first grade.
Damn.
And I remember it.
Did you know what was going on or you remember later? Like,
no, I didn't. I learned it later because he said they were wrestling. I said, why mama screaming like, oh, we just wrestling, son. Like, that ain't, like, all I seen was her legs up in the air, and he, I said, oh, shit, what's going on? Like,
you fold your mama up.
Yeah, he had like a damn pretzel. And he like, oh, we just wrestling. And then I got in trouble and went to school because I humped a girl like the week later. And he was like, he beat my ass, right?
Remember, nigga, now, this was your fault.
I was wrestling like he was. Like, got my ass whooped. I'm like, that's fucked up. See, parents be fucking you up, man. That's some bullshit.
Yeah. And I see how it happens. Because I'd be like, damn, that probably fucked her up. Oh, she's 3. I don't know.
I think she's going to remember. Come back.
She might. I was telling my wife the other day about some traumatizing shit I remember when I was 3. Fucking, I used to be scared of E.T. like a motherfucker. And then, so, we went to, like, someplace, a cemetery, and they was like, we gonna see Santa and we gonna feed reindeer. I was like,
at a cemetery?
Yeah.
What the shit y'all on?
So we get there, and guess who the fuck is Santa?
Santa was
E-fucking-T.
At the cemetery?
He was Santa, and they was like, I was like, oh, y'all some bitch ass niggas. I feel like Denzel, you gonna do this to me? Y'all know I love Santa. Just dress this nigga up as E.T. I was mad than a motherfucker.
But why was they at the cemetery? This shit ain't adding up.
You know what? I never thought about that till you just said
that. Like, why the fuck was at the cemetery?
I don't know. It was the 80s, dog. I don't know what niggas was on.
Crack.
There's a lot of cocaine. Like,
cocaine was really flowing in the 80s, so that could have been the reason.
Santa was up there with the reindeer. Damn, now that you say that, this shit is wild. I never thought about that.
I'm trying to think, like, why are we at the cemetery and Santa and E.T. is at the cemetery?
Now I got to ask my dear mama, like, you ain't think shit was...
She thought it was cool.
I got sent up there.
She like, hey man, he right here. He right here.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta fucking remember that shit.
You can call it tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Sinners.
I like the movie Sinners, man. You know, I ain't gonna try to spoil it for the people that ain't watched it yet, but hey, man.
Oh, we spoiling. Fuck that.
Damn, you gonna spoiler alert. Damn, they should have been.
We have timestamps, they can skip it.
Oh, okay. I mean, they should have been watched it, but I liked it, man.
What you give it out of 10?
You know what? People gonna be. I give a. Are we doing halves or you gotta be like a.
You do half.
I say like 8.5 or 9.
Okay. I gave it a 7, 7.5.
Yeah, it was good. I liked, you know, what they were displaying and a little bit of history in it. You know, it wasn't really scary, so I don't really do scary movies. But it wasn't really scary like that, man.
Scary movies.
My favorite one was Cornbread. That motherfucker had me rolling, bro. He had me rolling the whole time.
I like Stack.
You like Stack?
Yeah.
Shit. Stack was.
He was the crazy twin.
Yeah, he was like the crazy, the hothead twin. But yeah, I liked it, man. It was cool, man. I liked the movie a lot. My wife watching it now. She supposed to give me a report when she get done. You know what I'm saying?
But, you have any issues with it?
Nah.
No, you gave it a high ass score.
Yeah, I gave it a high score. A lot of people got mad because he was talking to like the white girl in the movie. I'm like, I don't know.
But she was supposed to. Oh, yeah, she was.
Supposed to be like her grand.
A quarter.
But I mean. I liked it, man. I liked it.
And though. Then the way they did it was like her mom like birthed them and kind of like raised them. Them and shit. And so
she got mad because they ain't come to the funeral and shit. I'm gonna see, look, we spoiling the movie.
Yeah,
man.
I said spoiler alert. Oh, okay. They was gangsters.
Yeah, they were gangsters. Yeah. But the whole time I thought that he had a daughter. Like that died. I didn't know it was a son to the end.
Oh,
like,
I never even thought about it. I thought it was a daughter
because I thought it was a daughter because he brought flowers to the, you know, right here. I didn't know it was a, and I didn't know they were dating until he pulled up on her. I was like, oh, that's his old lady. I said, oh, damn. She's like, you miss how this feel? I'm like, damn. Like, they had a lot of like horny like talks in that movie. Yeah. Man. That shit was wild. But it was good though. I fuck with it. They're supposed to come out with a second part. I don't know how it's going to be though.
It's more vampires. That nigga couldn't have been the only one.
Yeah. He probably, especially when they did like the little behind scenes doing the credits.
Oh, yeah. So he came
like,
back.
Yeah, 92. So he had to kill some niggas was, between.
Looking like, what you call it, Marvin from from Kanan.
But the funny part is, I'm like, I thought he died. I thought his brother killed him inside the house. But he was like, nah, he let him live as long as he didn't mess with him.
I was like, they not finna come here and kill this nigga after all these years.
Yeah, but he said, unless you wanted to, and he didn't want it. Yeah. So I was like,
I only had two issues with it.
Mm-mm.
One, that vampire fight, them niggas should have came in and killed
everybody.
it was like, all right, okay, I'm going to let it ride for the movie's sake, you know what I'm saying? Shit got to happen like that. But it was like, in real life, them vampires would have came in and wrecked.
Another part, the Chinese chick, she's like, come on in. Like, she about like to, you and she bitch. Died after killing one motherfucker. I'm like, damn.
It was her husband, though.
Yeah, but she burnt the fuck up. I'm like, damn, you... Talked all that shit on the kill one.
Yeah, you could have took your dress off and, you know what I'm saying, not burnt up.
And what was the drunk dude name? I'm like, why did he cut himself for this? Like, they was already running away. Like, why did he cut himself?
Because he was drunk.
But I'm like, get me. You're like, damn.
What the fuck
like,
is his name in real life?
Shit.
You know Delroy Lindo.
You know that nigga don't age? He looked the same. Like,
he been old forever, like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that nigga been old since 92.
Yeah.
I like.
Nigga was old and Romeo Must Die. Nigga was old and all that shit.
I like, this nigga don't age, bro. He a vampire for real. Shit, don't let him in your house.
Him for real? Them niggas.
Oh, yeah, for real don't age either. That nigga a vampire.
Like, why that nigga look 10?
Yes, that nigga is a vampire too. Snoop Dogg, that nigga really don't age as much.
Well, nah, Snoop look.
He look a little older, but he still, he put some dye in his beard, in his hair, he be all right. He still look.
The other issue I had was the music scene. The one where like all the generations of music came up.
Oh, yeah, and they were doing a little
dance. I liked it, but I was just like, it ain't fit in there to me.
I guess they were showing like how music, like, you know, in different cultures come together with music and stuff.
I guess it was because what got me was the music from the future came in.
They were DJing.
If they had like kept it, and I'm not saying like nothing wrong against it, but if they had kept it just from like the past, I'd have been like, okay, that fits more to me. But what the fuck do I know?
what had me wilding when they was out there dancing in the circle and they were like, yo, that's
all the white folks?
Yeah. No, when like they had all the vampires out there and like they playing music. They out there dancing and shit.
River dancing.
Yeah, I was like, bro, that shit had me wilding, bro. I was like, yo, this dude crazy, yo. But yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it, man. A lot of people hating on it, you know, but I liked the movie, bro.
I did too, man. Anybody hating on it, man. It just ain't for you. I'm at the age now, I say this all the time, like I went in the movie, I didn't know what the fuck the movie was about at all. I just knew Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Let's see what the fuck happens. I was like, ooh, vampires.
Well, I said vampires, and I'm like, damn, I don't really fuck with scary movies. I'm like, but it ain't scary.
Yeah. It's like Get Out scary.
Yeah.
Whooping ass out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Let's get into sports.
Doom, doom, doom.
And we got to talk about the draft. Mainly Shedeur Sanders free fall. So there's so many different reasons why they're saying that he fell in the draft or whatever. What do you think they were, and do you think any of it is justified?
None of that shit justified, man. I feel like they didn't. I think they were coming at Deion, and like I don't know what Deion did to these niggas. I don't know what he did, but that shit was wild. I was only watching the draft to see when he was gonna get picked.
Yes,
like day
me too.
Day two, I'm like, bro, when is he gonna get picked? Like, that's the only reason I watched.
I'm a Miami fan. I know Cam Ward was going.
Yeah,
first,
Cam Ward.
So I don't really care.
But he should have been.
That is who the Bears picked. That's all I cared about.
He should have been. The Bears ain't going to be shit. But they should. He should at least been like the second or third.
Not going to fight you.
Quarterback. I mean, you know, every time I made a bet, I lost with your ass right now, you know. But this year.
But our teams don't be shit.
But this year, Carolina will be better than the Bears. I will put money on it again, like I did last time on the show. I will put money again.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we going to be better than y'all.
Nah. This is going to be Bryce breakout year, bro. We
what
got
the
weapon.
Fuck you think going to be Caleb year?
Caleb.
You think Bryce better than Caleb?
I mean, he's taller. I don't know. I don't know if he's better, but we going to see. Bryce going to go ham this year. Mark my words. I'll make a $50 bet right now.
Let's
that
go.
The Panthers will be better than the Bears this year.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. And if we play again, we'll throw another 50 on
another there. 50. All right. So if I'm broke, I'm broke. But yeah, but. They're going to be good this year. But they did them wrong. Even Shiloh was like, man, I had to drop my daddy as an agent and go get an agent. Like, I don't think they rock with Deion. I don't know what Deion did. But a lot of teams were scared. Like, the head coach said they were scared to pick him up. Because, like, we pick him up and we do bad. Deion's coming in. So they're like, And then they didn't want his daddy all in the limelight, calling players and shit.
The head coaches, like, people get this shit fucked up. Like, Bill Belichick had that type of power as a coach. It's the GM.
Yeah, really
the GM. Shit. Like, you ever seen that movie Draft Day?
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Yeah.
Coach was like, I want this. It was like, hey, shut the fuck up, nigga. This is my job. You coach the team I give you, nigga. So.
And then I was hearing stories like Tom Brady wanted him, but Pete Carroll didn't want him. And so he like, I don't want to get in conflict. They keep thinking Geno's the guy for the Raiders. He like, I didn't want to get into that. But
get Geno my age.
Now, yeah, he ain't going to make it that long. But, yeah, but he's in a fucked up situation with the Browns, man. Like, that's like
I don't think he is. Who does he have to beat?
Joe Flacco.
He really is my age.
Yeah. what's the dude from Oregon? Gabriel?
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett and then him. So, they're like, he might not get no burn like that.
None of them niggas is good.
So I thought they was going to pick him up and like use him for like a bargaining tool out the preseason. Oh, we trade him, you know. I think he should have went to the Rams. That would have been a good spot. Or the Saints.
The Saints, definitely.
Yeah, Saints, because Derek Carr. But you got to think about the Rams. Your boy getting old, man.
No, they finna give him a new contract.
But he fucking almost 40.
Yeah, but everybody think that they saw Tom Brady, so now it's cool.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, he still put up numbers. Yeah, he put up numbers. And then the Steelers need a quarterback. They still ain't got nobody yet.
I can't believe how far along on Aaron Rodgers' dick that they are. They just are like, yeah, we'll just wait it out. We don't want to piss him off.
Man.
That nigga's older than me.
Yes, he old. He moving slow. He stiff out there, man.
He just tore his Achilles.
I think they did should do wrong, bro. And I don't care what nobody say. I will buy a jersey just to support that nigga this year. But And I'm a Panthers fan. I don't step outside buying nobody jerseys, but I'll buy his jersey, man, because they did him wrong. I hope he go ham. I hope he better than Cam Ward, and all these teams look stupid down the road, bro. I hope they look stupid down
the road. I'm with you on this, and I don't like the way that people are going about using these different excuses of why not to fuck with him. Mm. I do get the head coach shit, but it's like, that's a lie. Like, the GM picks the team.
Yeah.
And the coach has to fuck with whatever the GM does.
Yeah.
So with that, get that out of here. Okay. Another thing is distraction.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers will use distraction quick as hell on black people.
Yeah. Because when Eli Manning didn't want to play for the Chargers and his daddy stepped in and he went to the Giants, there was no problem.
Eli was better than Shadur.
What?
Oh, Eli was better than Shadur in college. That's what I'm getting to. Yeah. Eli was way better than Shadur in college. Look at the fucking stats. Okay, Eli was in the SEC.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
Look at the fucking numbers. Because SEC, we know that's like the best fucking college conference. However, Josh Allen ain't playing SEC.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes ain't playing SEC.
Joe Flacco didn't play in the SEC.
Joe Flacco ain't playing SEC. It's a lot of talent out here.
Yeah.
So get that the fuck out of here. But distraction is like, are you trying to tell me that a grown man can't get over a distraction? Anybody who's lived life has distractions.
Yeah. But they feel like, because his daddy and Dion, you know how. I'm like, man, let that man play ball. I hope he go ham.
Here goes some other shit. No off the field problems.
Yeah, no.
Let me stone cold these. Yeah. No off the field problems.
Mm-hmm. What?
No on the field problems.
Mm-hmm. What?
Good teammate.
What? Yeah.
Nobody has come out and say, I don't like playing with this nigga. Yeah. Nobody has transferred because he was fucking there.
What?
And the other thing, he's talented enough.
Yeah, I'm like, look at his numbers. Like, oh, he played at Jackson State, and he played at Colorado. Okay. I'm like, okay, Travis Hunter played at Colorado and Jackson State, and he fucking went to the Jaguars.
Last thing I'm going to say, mad niggas had sexual assault allegations.
Yes.
They got drafted.
And got drafted.
In this fucking team. So all this other shit is made up.
Like Johnny Manziel was talking. Like, he was cocky and shit. And look at him.
Look, Johnny Manziel was that nigga, though.
He was that nigga Johnny Manziel. I fuck with Johnny Manziel. But
Shadur couldn't act like Johnny Manziel.
No shit, he can't act like himself. Look what's going on. Shit, he could have been quiet and still been fucked because his daddy.
Yeah, I'll do it right now, man. I ain't going. I haven't used this in a long time, and to the show's detriment.
It doesn't matter that I'm not going.
Yep, wasted some on my shirt. All right, man, we're going to carry on with this. So there's been this debate going on let me go ahead and credit these people because I don't want to steal their shit without saying something. Borrow. All right, SportsCenter Next at ESPNW has which box score is hardest to replicate? I'm going to put it over there next to Chris. So you got Cheryl Miller. These are all high school games too. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Miller having 105 points. Let me stone cold these.
What?
11 assists.
What?
And 26 rebounds. Lisa Leslie having 100 points.
What?
Going 37 for 56.
What?
In 16 minutes.
What?
Shit.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't see that 16 minutes part.
Yeah, that 16 minutes
was
hard.
What the fuck?
Like, how you score?
Who did she play?
Like, what? How she score that many points in 16 minutes? She just, like, dang.
She was Shaq.
Yeah, she was Shaq, boy. That's tough.
Kira Reynolds, 14 points.
What?
18 rebounds.
What?
12 assists.
What?
11 steals.
What?
10 blocks.
What? How you say that? That's a.
Quintuple double.
Oh, quintuple double, yeah.
Quintuple double. And last, Epiphany Prince, 113 points.
What?
Going 54 for 60.
What? That shit tough, man.
All that shit tough, dog. Like,
in between
that Lisa Leslie shit is crazy. Lisa Leslie, I did not see the 16 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't see the 16 minutes. I was leaning toward Cheryl Miller just because, you know, the Reggie Miller, but 105 points in 16 minutes is crazy.
101.
How the fuck did you score 101 in 16 minutes?
How'd she shoot 56 times?
Like, how you, like, where's the defense?
I want to see this game. Yeah, can I find this game on YouTube?
I'm going to YouTube.
This is
that.
Fucking crazy.
I got to see fucking, I'm sorry, this hurt. I didn't see the 16 minutes till you just said it.
I didn't see it either.
That's wild.
Hold on, man. I got to look this up, and I'm going to do this on Watch Later. Lisa Leslie, 100-point game, like, 16 minutes. I gotta see this,
bro. Was she shooting threes every time she went down? Like, damn, how bad was this team in 16 minutes? I thought it was the whole game, bro. That's wild. I give it to her, bro.
No fucking way.
Hey, you sure that's right,
dog? Hey, hold on. 16 minutes. I was a 30 for 30 on this shit.
What the fuck?
Okay. So, I gotta watch that 30 for 30, dog.
I'm getting at least less than I'm gonna watch that shit tomorrow. Cause ain't no fucking way. I didn't know it was 101 point in 16 minutes, bro. I thought it was.
Yeah,
like
I'm giving this to Lisa. My bad. I ain't see that 16 minutes, Lisa, bro. Lisa, dog. And second, Cheryl Miller.
Yeah, Cheryl Miller. Yeah, because I was like,
triple
I was like,
double story, 105.
And I was like the story with Reggie Miller. He came home. He's like, yeah, I dropped 40. Like, how about you? How many you do, sister? 50? He like, 60? 105. I like, damn. He was like, I can't beat her at nothing. Like, I like that story. Oh,
did you hear the story of when she stopped playing Reggie?
Nah, I didn't see that story.
So, I think it was after his freshman year of college.
Uh-huh.
So she was playing him in the backyard and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And he blocked her shot. And she was like,
I'm done.
So I never played him again.
Yeah. Damn, like, that's
he was like, yeah, nigga.
I finally beat her. I think she was older than him, yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Got a clip right here.
I had this conversation with Dwayne Wade last night. I told him to his face, you are talented as hell. LeBron has been talented as hell, but Jimmy's way smarter than y'all. He is very smart. He is an extremely smart basketball player.
So, do you agree? Mm-hmm. Udonis Haslam?
I don't know the hell he was talking about. He was like, he said LeBron and D-Wade was talented, but your boy was smart. I'm like, what do you mean Jimmy Butler is smart?
I think he's saying that look at the teams that he took to the finals and look how he did it.
Like, because like a talent is also a trait, but it's like you a top of the line, you a freak of nature, you just that nigga. But being smart is like a trait, like, okay, he might not be talented, but he's smart. His IQ, he can learn. Yeah. So I like. Okay, this is what he's trying to say. I think that's what he was trying.
Yeah,
to.
And it's because of this. We know D-Wade and LeBron are way talented.
Oh yeah, they're way talented than Jimmy Butler.
Excuse me, way more talented than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And the fact that Jimmy could pull that off, and y'all, well, LeBron has in the past, but in a weak East. I'm not going to say that East is still weak. It wasn't weak when he beat Boston.
Yeah, but have you, but that don't make him. Have you heard players talk about LeBron and heard play with LeBron? They're like, yo, his IQ is like out of this world. Like, he know what you supposed to be at. He know what that defender going to be at.
Yeah.
I don't see that in Jimmy Butler.
But does he know how to get his team together to win? Like, that was Jordan's biggest thing. Like, Jordan would lead by example. And threats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was telling you, no, I wasn't even telling you. It was a story Craig Hodges was talking about on All the Smoke. And he was like, we went to some city and we was on the bus and Jordan was like, drop me off here. It was at a bar. And he was like, pick me up on the way back to the game. Said, nigga was drunk. He said he had all the sweats and everything. He's like, you know, Jordan used to be suited and booted. He said, we got there. This nigga had 30 in the first half, sat down, he was still drunk, and he was like, man, if y'all can't beat them without me, we don't need no championship. Man. Shit like that is just like that smart. Michael Jordan, I'm not going to start this shit, but it's just like shit like that is like the how you lead a team to the point where it's like, hey, I'm not facilitating and doing shit like that, but I'm like getting in your head and telling you how to do shit.
You don't think LeBron do that?
Not to the level of Jimmy Butler and Michael Jordan.
I mean, that's it's tough.
And it's only because this nigga every year is talking about, like, I need help.
You talking about Jimmy?
No, LeBron.
Oh, LeBron. Oh, yeah. He always trying to.
Every year he's talking about, I need help. Where niggas is like,
yeah,
I'm going to make these niggas work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is, you know how many niggas Jimmy Butler got paid after that last fight? Who the fuck is Max Strus?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Gabe Vincent?
Yeah.
LeBron got one of them niggas.
Yeah, you do hear LeBron like, doing, I need help, I need this. Yeah. But because I feel like LeBron got like the.
I think smart was the wrong word.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Smart was the wrong word.
Like, you know, LeBron watches film. Like him compared to Jimmy.
I would say savvy.
Yeah, savvy. Yeah,
more savvy.
Yeah, I take than y'all. I take more savvy. But smart, I'm like, LeBron, I mean, he like Tom Brady in the league, bro. This nigga don't quit, bro. You're
not calling Tom Brady. Tom Brady got seven.
Oh, you talking about championship. So you go about championship. I'm just talking about.
So I don't understand why we discount that when it come to him.
No, I'm not. I'm not Jamerson. You ain't got to put me in the fight. Like, I like MJ, but, you know.
LeBron like is great. He's not the GOAT.
Because he don't got the chips?
It's not
longevity.
It's not just the chips. Right. It's also the moving around. Mm-hmm. It's also the begging for help. Mm-hmm. It's those things. And even to the point where it's just like, if Tyronn Lue hadn't said what he said in the fight. Did you ever see that shit?
Yeah.
He was like, I need more.
Yeah, I need
and
more.
And Brian's like, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It's like, I need more, nigga. Do you want to win or not? We need more. So it's like the GOATs already have that in them.
No,
they're telling their teammates, I need more.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So,
but the Lakers, they need, I don't know, they're missing a piece. They need something else.
Yeah, they need a center.
Yeah.
I don't know what Dwight Howard did to them niggas, but they're not fucking with him.
Yeah, why don't bring him back? He overseas balling. Let him back. One more year.
He pissed somebody off.
Yeah, it'd be like that. It's like how Cam Newton is with the Panthers. They're like, I don't know the fuck Cam Newton did to the city. They don't not fuck with him like that.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta niggas be saying some shit.
like, damn, they don't fuck with Cam. I fuck with Cam. He one of the greatest.
All right, man. Rapid fire. For the win, mm-hmm. We're going to pick a bunch of players versus Jimmy Butler and see who would you want more.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson.
Like, it's like, are we doing like the final shot or like one-on-one?
No, we doing like, you want that nigga to win the game. Like,
final.
Like, this is game seven.
Who taking the last shot?
No, it's not last shot. It's who is going to be on your team.
Like, Jimmy over Klay.
Jimmy or Paul George?
Damn, Paul George stay hurt, bro. Is it this year? Or are we going to base off this year or all time?
At their best.
Paul George.
I'm going really?
Paul. Over Jimmy, bro. At their best. I'm going Paul. Hey, this is my rapid fire.
Okay. Jimmy and Jaylen Brown.
Jimmy
and Tracy McGrady.
Like Tracy in his prime?
Yeah.
Tracy, bro.
We talk about playoffs and this shit, like.
Oh, we talking about playoffs? Like, yeah, are we in the playoffs or like regular season?
My bad, we're in the playoffs.
Oh shit, Jimmy.
You still keeping Paul George?
Nah, I go back and say Jimmy. I didn't know it was playoff Jimmy.
Are you still saying Jaylen Brown?
I said Jimmy over Jaylen.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
James Harden over Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy, man.
I just named five Hall of Famers.
But but you said playoffs. I thought you said like, oh, niggas in the playoffs, them niggas get a little ghosty, man. They try to add like Casper in the playoffs.
You know who don't?
He said Jimmy.
Fucking Jimmy Butler, dog.
Jimmy playoff Jimmy different, bro. I'll fuck with playoff Jimmy.
All right, man. This is shit that's been sitting here for the longest that I've been trying to figure out how to bring up, but let's bring it up now. Unpopular opinions.
Okay.
Now, I have one that I think both of ours are not too unpopular, but the people who it's unpopular with will fight you tooth and nail over.
Uh-huh.
So mine is Watch the Throne is a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, yeah.
So people will sit up here and say, well, not every song and all that shit, it has skips. It's like, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I watched, the bad part, I was listening to that to last week at work, the clean version at work, you know, because, you know, certain sirs, you know.
Can't have nigga blasting.
Niggas in Paris. But yeah, that's a classic. Like, I don't know why, but, you know, the newer generation that's on that future wave in Atlanta.
I don't listen to you. If you that shit, if you have anything disparaging to say about Jay-Z, I don't really have any time for you. Like, you can't tell me he can't rap. You can tell me that you don't like him. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Nas, I like Nas over Jay-Z in the beat, but I can't not disrespect Jay-Z. Like,
Nas can rap his ass off. Yeah,
but, you know, but these newer niggas, like, man, he wasn't that great. But him and Kanye, that shit was. And then the story, the background, they, like, locked themselves in a hotel that whole time. That shit was dope. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Oldest. I'm like, bro, that shit a classic.
That's a concert that I was mad that I was broke when it came around. My wife went to see it. We was dating at the time. She was like, you want to go? I was like, I'm busy.
You always make a lie when you can't afford it. Man, I got to work. You got to make a lie while you
broke
can't
as
do
hell.
It. I'm broke than a motherfucker.
At mom crib, like, I guess some shit. I'm like, shit,
my mom about to kick me out. I don't pay this damn phone bill.
So yours was... Best thing smoking, bro.
That shit, a classic. That's a classic. It made me listen to it again when he did the Front Porch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, this album actually fucking fire, bro. Like, they don't get drawn enough credit, bro. He came up with a new album, like, called, what, 10?
I've been listening to that all day today. Yeah, 10 Piece Hot.
Yeah, 10 Piece Hot. Yeah. But, like, Dro had some flow, bro.
But I don't think that's a hot take. I mean, some niggas are nitpick or whatever, but... We were, when that shit came out, that shit was in rotation.
Yeah, that shit was fire, Dro.
My girl got a girlfriend. Like, ooh, like, that Dro shit.
Yeah, that shit went hard.
That shit hit the streets. And then he was on Everybody Remix.
The only one song I didn't like on the album was like the Jazzy Faye one, when he had Jazzy Faye. But all the other ones, I rocked with. Jazzy Faye was like,
I don't know. I'm a Jazzy Faye fan.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, damn.
I don't mean it like that, but it's
fake. I ain't had no problem with it, but
that album fire. I listened on the way over here. That's crazy.
All right, man. Let me see. Did I get everything together before we go into this? We did.
Oh, shit.
Nigga showed up for the draft and left.
That nigga left. He's like, hey, he got left his beer. He's like, I'll be back.
All right, man. Can't be bought. This one's tough. And this is all for fun. Shits and giggles.
Shit about to get left.
Successfully cheat on your wife at least once a month for a year.
How much we getting?
She can't know about it. And let's just define cheating right now. Either head or fucking.
Mm-hmm. How much we getting before I make any pipe mess up my marriage?
Two mil
every month?
Year.
Whew. I mean, me and my wife talked about this. Like, if we went on a trip and a nigga like, I want to fuck you for $1 million. Like,
that these proposal?
They're like, I'm like, baby. Two million, I'll let her know. Like, look, babe, I can't let her know?
You can't let her know. You can't get caught.
See, I'm a man of habit, so she gonna know something off, and she got my location. So I mean,
I didn't say how you cheat. You just have to cheat once a month
for $2 million a month.
No, $2 million for the year. So you have to successfully
complete do it for the whole year to get $2 million
at least once a month.
Man, my dumb ass gonna get caught. Like,
You in logistics. How you get caught?
Man, because I'm not a logistic-ass nigga, dog. I told you, I'm a nigga of habit. So she gonna know shit is off. Like, I'm a nigga of habit. Like, I go to the gym. Eat. Like, she know the times I get. Like, I'm a nigga of habit. So it'd be tough, bro. I can't. I'm about to say no on that, bro.
What about five?
$5 million? I'm gonna have to do that shit at work. Like the only way this shit's gonna work. It's gotta be at work. Like, I can't do it nowhere. or the gym. But them chicks at the gym, like, they be beating my ass. But
I didn't say you have to enjoy yourself, nigga. You just got to pull it off.
Bruh, like, 5 million, baby, you going to love me, baby. 5 million for the year, I get, all I got to do it 1 year, and then it's over?
Yeah, you can keep going if you want.
Nah, I could do it for 5 million. Baby, you got to understand. Financial freedom, baby. Like yeah. We got to do it.
Because if you get caught, you fucked.
Yeah, then you don't get no money. So it's like, that's a risk.
This is what it was for.
I'm going to say no, because I'm not a good nigga at cheating, bro. So I'm going to have to say no, because I'm not good at it. And I got to do it for a year? I'll fuck around and tell her. Like, you ever, your wife, and you get a gift, you be like, babe, you want to know what it is? You know what it is?
Yeah, I got doing that shit.
So yeah, I wouldn't be successful, bro.
I get drunk and be like, I was going to surprise
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So being me, and I know I'm a nigga of habit, I'm going to say no, because she'll find out. So I'm going to say no for me, bro.
I'm going to say yeah, and I'm going to have to just get on ChatGPT and figure out how to do some shit, because it's like, man, you're going to love me. Like, 5 million?
Ugh, I know, like, 5 million.
This don't mean nothing to me.
But you ain't like, gonna make it. My wife is like, damn.
My wife got my location too.
No, but she like Law and Order, bro. She like the first 48, nigga. She be asking questions.
Like,
she's like, it take you 2 minutes to get home, but today. The toughest part
is gonna be able to find some bitches. Yeah. Cause I ain't been out here in a long ass time. I don't even know. That's the tough part.
I don't even know how to pimp no more. I don't even know what to say to you, girl. I don't know the Malengo. What's up, shawty?
I'm gonna have to buy some pussy. This is an investment.
He's like, he got to go to Fulton Industrial. Like,
right? I'm going to have to do that, dog, because it's just like, like you said, getting caught. Like, this means I have to go out in nature and find women in the wild.
You act like you a lion. I got to go out and hunt. I don't hunt no more.
I don't. Like, I don't.
I don't hunt no more either, bro.
So, that's how that was. You have to go.
Yeah.
I have to. Going full industrial and find some shit. Yeah.
So you can pay for it.
Yeah, you can pay for
it. Oh, yeah, you pay for it. You'll be good. Like, yeah. Hurry up.
Yeah. Like, this doesn't say you have to bust or anything. You just have to cheat.
Nah, I can't do it. I'm going to get caught. And then I got to, I can't do it, bro.
Now that you said that, I had mapped it out. It's like, all right, if I just find me one good whore, I can just meet her every day at the gym.
Well, you said only once a month, so it ain't.
Yeah, it's just once a month.
Like, don't say the gym. I'll never do that again. Don't take my gym away. I said no.
I didn't mean the gym.
Say Red Lobster. Oh, shit.
She got don't piss off Jameson.
Cheddar biscuits.
All right, man. Shout outs.
Shout out. You know, I do it every time I go here. My wife and my son, they in North Carolina. They should be home soon. Daddy misses them. Shout out for being here. You know, I'm like a recurring guest. You like them episodes of the movies. You're just like, when is Chris going to come back? I'm back again. So, you know, appreciate you for having me, bro.
Man. All right, man. Well, shout you out, bro. Appreciate you coming in, showing up. You showed out pretty much this whole month, man. D been going holding down the fort, man. So appreciate you. Shout you out. Listeners, shouting y'all out. Appreciate y'all. Like I say all the time, the good, the bad, the hate, the feedback, all that shit, we appreciate it. The listens, the streams, the shares, we really appreciate it. Keep continuing to like, subscribe, all that shit. Gotta shout out D, man. Shout out D. He's supposed to be back next week. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he's celebrating his wife's birthday. I don't know how old she is, but you ain't supposed to say that shit anyway.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to ask.
But happy birthday, kid. Let me see. Oh, shout out my wife and my family.
Yeah, you better. I hope you do that.
Shout out my wife and my family, man.
This be the last show.
I bought a little collateral with the other one. It was the last show and shit, man. You know. So, let me see. I probably tore it all down if she listened to this episode. But shout out Stacks 100, song Flintstones. You'll hear it under here. Going crazy. Keep supporting him. Shout out King Odeezy. Shout out Hitman Podcast, which now is Chris.
What?
And
what?
Also, shout out Dreamers Clothing Line. I was wearing it this week. That's why I don't have it on right now. Other than that, I think we are out.
Peace.
Don't be weird.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.